Sabaya said a son, he said, if you put the inside one to be an outside one, or also Braisa, what was supposed to be an outside one, you put now Legvios, you put it inside. That's possible. There's a parsha, it's supposed to be like the Kaddish, or according to Rashi, of Oyim Shemaya, those are the outer parshas. If you put them in the middle, in between, they'll become possible. But an inside one got changed around with the other inside one. In other words, according to Rashi, the and the Shema, if those two parshas got mixed up, it's still kosher. We also the two outer side ones, as you put the Voyim Shemaya on the right side and you put the Kaddish on the left side, less Lanbo, then the buyer would say it's still possible. Since anyway, they're supposed to be the outside ones, even though they got switched around, still it's kosher. On this Omele Rav, Rav says back, no. Maishna, what are you telling me? Gviyosa, Libraisa. That if you put it inside one on the outside, that it's possible. Rav surprised, Gviyosa, an outside one to an inside one. To loy, why is it possible? Tach, the boy, Lemaste Avira. The one that's supposed to be an outside pasture, like a mosque is supposed to see the ear. Loy, Kochazia. Right now it's inside and it's not seeing the ear, therefore it's puzzle. And Vahai the Loika Boilamatsiavira, an inside one that's not supposed to be on the outside to seeing the ear. Kochazia, now it's seeing the outside, that's why it's puzzle. If Soab Rava says, Praisa la Braisa Gvios Lagviosanami, even an inside one or an outside one, if they're switched around, also it's puzzle. Why? Hach the Boilamatsiavira Biamin, like the Parsha of Kaddish. That's supposed to be on the right outside one. Kochav yaviru the smil. Now you're putting it on the left side, so it's postless on the wrong side. U the smil, kochav yaviru the min. And the voyim shemoy that's supposed to be all the way on the left side, if you put it on the right side, it's seeing the wrong side. So therefore, Ravol zeloishina, Ravol zenonafkamina. Which sayedi you changed it around? Even though you put the right side, the kaddishly, all the way on the left side, on the voyim shemoy spot, still it's possible. Each parasha has to be in its right place, and if you switch them around, it's psula. Now the Mor says, V'yomer, Rav Chanana Lomar Rav, Titura de Tfilin. That's that we have a bottom part of the Tfilin, like the bottom portion that closes up the bottom of the Tfilin, that's called the Titura, is Halach L'mosh M'Sinai. It's Halach L'mosh M'Sinai that you have to have it. And in other words, if you don't have it, the Tfilin is psula. And Omer Abaye says, Ma'avarta, the tefillin, the Ma'avarta, that's the part that goes over like a bridge. In other words, where the ritsuas, where the straps go through the bottom, that outer piece that sticks around, that's called the Ma'avarta, where the ritsua, the straps go both through the tefillin shayad, or the tefillin shel rosh, that's also Alach L'mashem Yisinai. And if you don't have it, it'll be possible. And Omer Abaye says, Shin shall tefillin halachal moshe misinai. That on the bias shall rush. On the outside of it has to be sticking out, carved out. On the side of a shin, we have it on both sides of it, the right and the left side of it. That's halachal moshe misinai. If you don't have it, also be possible. And here Taisus brings down that kosa bishimush rabo, the tefillin, that the tzura of the shin on the right side is supposed to have gimel legs to it. Or the smol on the left side of the tefillin supposed to have four legs to the shin. And he says if you change it around, it's not possible. Hu adin is inyaniv shmanichan ala klaf ha-pashyos klaf cholik. That around each pasha tefillin shel rush or even shel yad, we put a blank piece of parchment around it. And he says v'shem v'shayad kama mkosod al roiros, but akoma al minig is that we put a piece of parchment around the pashyos. Both in the Shal Rosh and in the Shal Yad. The other Gemara says, "V'tzorach shi'egia charitz l'makom atfar." Now that we have before that, we know that tefillin Shal Rosh, it's made out of four separate batim. So on the outside of the tefillin has to be nikkud that way. There has to be a scratch going down straight to where to the makom atfar, to the place where you sew the tefillin up. In other words, the whole height of the bias has to have this charitz. It has to be nikkur on the outside that they're separate batim. However, Rav Dimi Menadoyam, he says no, kivun deminka le tzorach, as long as you could tell a little bit on the top part of it, there's this charif, there's this scratch coming down, even though it doesn't reach all the way down to the tefillah, to where you sew it, still it's kosher. Now, V'yom Rabbi Abaye says, Hai kilfah the tefillin tzarich lemivdike. The kilfah means the cloth, the parchment, before you write the tefillin on it, you have to check it out to make sure there's no holes in the parchment. Because if there be a hole there when you write, it'll come out the hefsek in the ice, and you'll have a psul in the ice. The Gemara says, why the duma may be yisper reyusa. Maybe there'll be a hole, a nekev, or something wrong with the cloth. Or be netziva tama, you have to have every single ice complete. No hefsek in the middle of the ice. For lekin, we're going to have a hole in the middle of the ice that will go through the whole ice, that will pass all the ice. So therefore you have to check out the parchment before you start writing on it. Rav Dimim in Ador Yama, he says, no, light tzarech, you don't have to check out, the sefer doesn't have to check out the parchment before it starts writing. I'll tell you why, kulmusa badikla, because when you write your kulmus, your pen, that's badikit. When you write the manashach, if there's a big hole there, the pen will feel it, it'll go through it. Elamite's a very small hole, then there's no problem anyway, because the ice goes around it. Like Taisa says, if the hole is so small that the ink just goes over it, you don't feel it, that's kosher. The pshat is because there's ink on both sides of the hole. So therefore it's not called a nekev, it's not called a hefsik. Like down in the middle part of it, you still have the tzura, you have the ice itself. Now, Omer Rab Yitzchok, Yitzchok says, Ritzuais Shcheirais, that the straps of the tefillin have to be black, painted black, at least on the outside of it, the shiny part of it, that's halacha l'meshimisene, it's halacha. It cannot be another color, it has to bedavka be black. Meisfei, I have a question on you. That it says tefillin, ein kosher noison ela b'minon. If you only tie up the tefillin, b'minon, means it has to be a min of parchment. Rashi says, shel or, you don't use stamped flax to tie it filled up with, but you have to use skin like our ritzua, some out of skin. Then you write just whether it's green, then chers whether it's black, then levonis whether it's white. So you see clearly the ritzuas could be white or green also, but adumas lo yasa, but you're not supposed to make it red. If they genai, it's a bad thing with davracher. Rashi says davracher means that shem yevu ishta nida bo. But it's for the dam, that's why it became red. So therefore, it's gunai to have red. Either because of that, or else Rashi Stam says gunai means shem yom agadno umidam chotmai nitzvu. So some said blood came from you. Or else it's a gunai, dam came from the ishtai, ishta nida. But our koponim, red, a green, and white is kosher. Amr Rav Yudhi Rudi says, Maisa betamidish Rav Akiva. Once after the Maisa with the Talmud of Rav Akiva, Shoyekoshe tefillin b'lashanish otcheles. He used to tie up his tefillin, mamash with lashanish otcheles, means type of wool, purple wool. Did not even use straps made out of leather. And v'loy omar loydov, and nobody said anything to him. So the question is, Ev Shiroi Setzadik Ro Tamid is a possible set of Akiva, Soros Talmud do it. Vlanichaba didn't stop him, how could that be? Elamai, he didn't stop him because he held his kosher. So you see, the Ritzuas did not have to be from the Minam. It could be from something else also. Omalei said back, no, hey, it's like a true Leroy said that the Akiva did not see his Talmud strap up his tefillin with wool. The Yimroi said, but if he would have seen it, he wouldn't have let it happen. Because the bottom of the loch is, the ritzuas have to be made miminon from parchment, from skin, and not from stam wool. And again, Maisa b'Hukinis, it happened the story with Hukinis, which was b'noish from Rabbi Elazar ben Hukinis, the son of Rabbi Elazar ben Hukinis. Again, shoykoshet tefillin b'lashenish lagarmon. He was tying up his tefillin with purple wool. V'lo yom aloy dover, they didn't say anything to him. So the question is, how could that be? It must be that the Rebbe agreed. Ef Shiroi Setzadik Rod B'noz Apasma Lezman Hukinis or Sora's son put on tefillin that the straps were made from wool, and V'lanicha boy, he did not stop him. Elamite must be that he held you allowed to. So that's a kashm before we say it's also. So when it says yes, Omer Lo Hein, it's like a true. Leroy, he did not see him do it. the Royce, if he would have seen him do it, Lehoyamanich, he wouldn't have let him. Because we tackle the Ritsuas have to be miminam, have to be made from straps, from parchment, from leather, and not from wool. The word says, Vakopon slows the Kashranos, Ketoni me, what we learn over here, that the Ritsuas could be colored, Bain Yurokot, whether it was green, Bain Shcheres, Bain Levinus, whether it could be black or white. And before we said no, it's Allah Lamashim Sinai, if the bath has to be black, and here it's Mashmer, it could be other colors also. It's worse than Lakash, there's no stereo. I'll tell you, Kami Bifnim, Kami Bachutz. That's true, the outside of the film that we see, that has to be Bedavka black. But the inside of the film, that stores the body, the rough part, that could be any color. That does not Bedavka have to be black, that could be white or green also. So where's the question, even Bifnim, if we're talking about now the colors of the inside, the part that's against your body, my Gnai Vedav Racher, like who cares if it's red, like nobody sees it. So what's the Gnai, what's the Dov Racher? So Mor says, still yes, Iko Zimna Demeshapchenle, sometimes it happens, the Ritsu is turned backwards, and the inside will look outside. So if it's made black, red, it's not nice, or be a Gnai, it doesn't look nice, looks like your blood went on it, or else the Dan of the Ishtar Nidu went on it. So therefore, other colors are okay, just not red. The Tosfos brings down that Yeshoisim Batim Shetfilin, some hold the bottom of the tefillin can be made from white cloth. That the Gemara says has to be black. It's only the Ritzuos. That's the Lachol Moshe Mitzinai. But the Maisa we don't hold like this. The Maisa we hold the Lachom that even the Batim also have to be painted black. And the Dafka has to be Shcheres. All part of the Batim, the top, the tips of it should always be black. And sometimes it becomes white, turns white. You have to make sure to paint it over, to use the dye, the kashra dye, to dye your tefillin black. Tonim got to the price like this. Tefillin merubas halach l'mashim sinai. That is the halach of the tefillin, the bias itself, has to be a perfect square. That's halach l'mashim sinai. And Amr HaPapa says, where does it have to be squared? Bitforan, that we make a square, like to the sewing of the tefillin, the tefillin where you stitch it with the gidim, that stitch that goes all around the tefillin, that square also has to be a perfect square. Over the achsunai, it has to be a perfect square with its diagonal also, a perfect square. So what's Lenin and Salam, let me bring you proof to this, that the tefillin have to be squared and they cannot be round. It says clearly, ha'iset filosa yagula, if you make your tefillin round, sakona, first of all, sakona, you may hurt your head, and they hit you, and v'yein b'mitzvah, you don't a mitzvah. Why not? Like Rashi says, to merubas, halach l'mashim mitzinai. But that's the halach, you only make the mitzvah, that's filled not square, a perfect square, and not if it's round. Some of the prophet says, no, it could be there's no proof in here. Mas nisan di'avidu ki'am guza. Could be that the Mishnah says here, it's puzzle, if it's made, very Rashi says, sharp. It's not a perfect circle, but it's like a sharp point to it. So there maybe it's possible, it doesn't stay on your head, and it's a sakana. But maybe if it's a perfect round ball, it does stay on your head, maybe then it'll be kosher. So from this price, they have no right to our halacha. But I call upon them, that is the halacha, as halacha l'mashim mitzinai, that the tefillin have to be merubas, a perfect square. Amar Rav Huna, tefillin, meaning the bottom of the tefillin, calls the man shepenei tav l'chayemes, calls them on the outer sides of the tefillin, the batim. Arkayim, there's no hole in the parchment there. Ksheris, you should know then the tefillin is kosher. Rashi says, tavla means zeh or shabatim. It calls them on the outer skin of the batim, it's still kayim, then it's okay. Rav Chizda says like this, nifsaku shtayim ksheris. If two of the batim, Rashi says, shtayim mishtei defanis, bishnei batim, zesh lo keneged zeh. If on the two batim of the tefillin shall rush, so we have four batim there, if like two sides of the batim have the hefsek, has a hole in it, it's still ksheris. But shloish psulis, if three of the walls of the batim have holes in it, then it's possible. Because if three of the walls are split, that's a psul, but if only two are split, still is kosher. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Hodi Yamar, that you say, Shtayim Ksheris, even if two walls of the tefillin shall rush, of the batim, the batim was split as kosher, lo yomor nela zesh lo kineged zeh. If the two walls are not opposite one another, it's not like a straight hole going straight through both batim. Avol zeh kineged zeh, both holes are one next to another, then psulas, then taka the batim apostle. Now the zeh kineged zeh, after we say the two holes are one next to another, namil lo yomor nela bechadato. Only if it's new parchment, new tefillin, then we say if the two holes are one, are two holes, the two splits are one opposite another, then it's possible. But if the parchment is older parchment, then it doesn't make enough kamina. Even though it splits, there can make it there, still it's kosher. Rashi says, because if it's new parchment, like, and there's a split there, that shows there's something wrong with the ore, with that skin, it's an ore makukalu. By shaking, if it's older pair, then there's nothing wrong. That's normal. If I have a split there, it'll still be kosher. Now, Omalei Abayla Rabbi Yosef, Heichi Dam in Charato, what's called a new pair of tefillin? What's called a new parchment? That we say if they're split, it's possible. Veichi Dam Yatikta, what's called old parchment, that even though it's split, still it's kosher? So Omalei Yitz like this, Kol Heicho Dechi Misli Dei Vishalcho, Kozuman, like if you would stretch out this skin, for harder will snap back again, harder cholam will snap back again, atikta, that's called old parchment. Vidach, but doesn't snap back so fast, then charato, that's called like a new piece of parchment, a new tefillin. And then, if they'll have two splits, one next to another, then it'll be possible.